Good day, and welcome to the Talk It Out podcast. My name is Neil Bailey Harper, and it is Sunday morning, and I'm here with Daryl's house. See, it's where I go to get my anytime fix for all of the live music that I surely do miss. The music I'm listening to right now, Daryl Hall, Philadelphia's own, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, 30 minutes outside of the city, but he's a Temple University student and part of the Hall & Oates combination, which actually met at Temple University. This right here, though, is a representative sample of what you get when you go to Daryl's house. This is Daryl Hall and the group Train, featuring the great Pat Monahan. The song is a Hall & Oates song, Say It Isn't So. Now, I might play the music a little bit loud a little bit today because it's a live session on Sunday morning. Everything I'm going to play is live, and everything comes from this little remote castle, I'll call it, of music that Daryl Hall put together in upstate Pennsylvania or New Jersey. I'm not sure which one. This is Say It Isn't So, and this is Pat Monahan. Now, for those of us who like Maroon 5, I like Adam Levine too. But let me say that again. This is Pat Monahan. He's a great singer from the group Train. One thing that the pandemic has taken away from a lot of us is being able to go out and really hear live music on a regular basis, whether it's local music or national groups or anything like that, but just being in the venue. And me as a musician, or I should say myself as a musician, I miss that playing. You know, when you're sitting down and you're part of an ensemble that the purpose is to just make a pleasing sound to the ear, just do music. Well, in Daryl's house, which is a program, and I'm not sure the channel, I'm sorry, and I'm not going to check it now, but I'm not sure the channel that comes on, but it's been coming on for years. And what happens is musicians of all styles come through. Sometimes a single musician, sometimes they bring their bands with them, but they play music. They do a lot of Hall & Oates library of songs, but they also do other things. They do whatever they want. And to just sit and watch it as a musician for me is just so much fun, because you kind of, sometimes I'm watching it while I'm at my keyboard, but you're kind of seeing where they go with the songs they go with. And that's the beauty in a live session. You can take a song that might have been recorded and known a certain way, but everything changes when you're live. Or everything can change when you're live. And when you bring in a group of musicians who aren't known for the material that they're presenting on that given day, it's a really sweet sound. I like this version of the Say It Isn't So song better than the actual Hall & Oates version. Now, Hall & Oates were beasts, okay? Let's be real. Daryl Hall met John Oates at Temple University, I believe, around 1970. They formed Hall & Oates in 72, and over their history, they sold about 40 million records with six number one, Billboard number one songs. So their accomplishments speak for themselves. But Daryl Hall went to Temple, and he never finished at Temple, but he learned his craft because he was in Philadelphia. And he ended up becoming a session musician with Gamble and Huff. Famed Sound of Philadelphia, Gamble Huff. He was a session guitar player, background singer. Basically, it just honed his craft. And so he's the perfect mixture of a lot of different styles and one really, really, really good musician. Listen to Pat Monahan for a second. See, when you do things live, you can twist it and turn it, and it can go down avenues and roads that it didn't go down if it was when it was recorded. It's all about that day, that time, and that feeling. Daryl Hall and Pat Monahan. Hear the harmony in the background? That's good stuff, man. I live in Alexandria, Virginia, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. And we have so many really good venues for really good live music. Now, I grew up in Philadelphia. There's great venues in that city, too. That's why I learned my craft, or started to learn my craft. They're still going. See, the other thing about performing live, you stop when you want to. And it's just a session of musicians. Even though there was a camera there, they could have kept going, man. They could have kept going on forever. So what I want to do is I want to present a couple of different artists I found on Daryl's House. Now, I listened to a lot of people there. Smokey Robinson's on Daryl's House. CeeLo Green has been there. Jose Feliciano has been there. But these are just some of the performances I really like. This one is a singer by the name of Jimmy Wayne. The song is Sarah Smile. Now, Daryl Hall really made a lot of his bones with this song and this vocal, but this is Jimmy Wayne. Listen for a second. For a singer to give up a song or to share a song with another singer that he is, basically, Daryl Hall is known for this song. But Jimmy Wayne has a beautiful voice. I believe he's from Appalachian in North Carolina. He's from the mountains of North Carolina, but he signs a record deal with, he's a country singer, supposedly, I say. So he's in Nashville. But this is his version of Sarah Smile. As I was saying, in this D.C. area, let me just give you a couple of the venues that I frequent, and I have frequented from time to time. There's Blues Alley, which is a nationally known, very small venue. Maybe hold 200-300 people. That's the beauty in it. Tacoma Station is another venue similar to Blues Alley like that. The Birchmere, right here in Alexandria, Virginia. Same kind of venue where the guys can come and it's just a few close friends, you know, no more than 300 to 400, but it's a beautiful setting. I used to go to a club on Pennsylvania Avenue called One Step Down, where you could go in and actually join the session if you wanted to, and you could play or sing. You don't just go in there and just, it's not karaoke. Trust me, bring your charts with you. I'm not sure that's still there. Tuxedo Alley's an area here in Alexandria, Virginia, right off the waterfront. We have solo musicians sometimes. It's going to expand, I believe, soon. Some of the larger venues in this area, Wolf Trap. There's the Nissan Pavilion. The 930 Club is in D.C. Adams Morgan's section of Washington, D.C., which is a multicultural section that is... existed long as I've been here, and I've been here longer than I've been here. But it was the kind of place where every corner has restaurants and there's live music on two or three of the stops on every block. Madam's Organ is the place I'm thinking of. I used to play at a place called the Calorama Cafe, where I'm sitting in the window facing the street just playing music. It was just a beautiful setting, and whether we realize it or not, when there's music and it's live music and you'll be able to walk through, stop, listen, it changes the vibe. It makes a really good vibe for everything that's around. This man can sing, y'all. Listen to Jimmy Wayne a little bit more. Now, I've heard some performances on Daryl's House. And here's the other thing about live music. You keep going. You know, as a musician, we might hear a mistake or two, but it doesn't affect the product. You just keep moving. And the challenge is to go where everyone else is going with very little script, if that makes any sense. Listen to the end of this. That's Jimmy Wayne with at Daryl's house with Sarah Smile. Now, one of my joys was, again, my history in being in Philadelphia. I found him performing with another Philadelphian, born and raised Philadelphian. This is Daryl Hall and one of my favorite musicians, Todd Rundgren. The song is Can We Still Be Friends? Interesting thing I found out about Todd Rundgren. First, the music. I love this song. It's a great song. Todd Rundgren, man. Back in the 70s, some of his music was considered underground music. Hello, It's Me. This Can We Still Be Friends. I just love this song. He went to Upper Darby High School in Philadelphia. You know what? The actress Liv Tyler. Todd Rundgren married her mother when she was pregnant. And she thought he was her father. Ended up being Steven Tyler, but he raised her. And I did not know that. But I'm just saying, the soul of this guy, man. And then you figure Daryl Hall, Todd Rundgren, they, around that same time, they were coming of age in Philadelphia. Todd may be a little bit more advanced at that time than Daryl Hall was. But together, wow. Love it. This is Can We Still Be Friends? I forgot I didn't even introduce the song because I know it. Can We Still Be Friends is a Todd Rundgren song. Performing here at Daryl's house with Daryl Hall. Now, I wonder if you've ever thought of it, or I don't know, have you make a list of all the places you've been for live music. All the live musicians you've heard. All the live bands you heard, local as well as national. I thought of it, and I came up with some that I see, some more than others, but I'm just going a little bit over. Firstly, when I was in high school as a saxophone player, and in high school I was fortunate enough to have a job, I would not take a date and go to, sorry Yancey, I would go down to the Academy of Music, because Grover Washington Jr. had a concert there every year. And I would buy the best ticket and just sit up and just be amazed at what I was listening to, what I was seeing, and taking it in. That was in high school. So I saw Grover in high school. And also in Philadelphia, we had so many venues. I remember seeing the Isley Brothers with the younger, when Ernie joined them. And that same concert, I saw New Birth, one of the best shows I've ever seen. Matter of fact, I saw New Birth before I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire. And it was that same type of theatrical feel to it. New Birth was great. Okay, let me go give you a couple more. On a regular basis, me and the woman I'm related to by marriage have seen Steely Dan on several occasions, because the accidental genius, Donald Fagen, is one of my favorite musicians. And we go there and we can sing every lyric to every song. James Taylor is on that same level for us. Okay, I've seen James Taylor more than one time. And you kind of get all the different playlists. I'd rather catch him when he doesn't have an album coming out. Because then you get the heart, a soul of James Taylor. And you get the good stuff. He's not promoting anything. He's just playing music. Rufus and Chaka Khan. Brilliant when I saw her. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Jazz trio that was just vocal trio. That was fabulous. And I was at the Europa Hotel in Chapel Hill working there and helped set up that performance. Earth, Wind, and Fire I saw in college. The Doobie Brothers I saw recently. The other thing about seeing these bands is, I got to listen to the end, y'all. Sorry. as Todd Rundgren. Why can we be friends? Why can't we be friends? So I'm just saying, and you can turn to, again, I don't know the channel and I'm not looking it up now, but you can turn to Daryl's house. They've been on, I guess, maybe, I would say nine years. And I'm not going to tell you the performances that I didn't like, because I liked them all. Some are better than others, I'll put it that way. But they're all musicians. And just to watch the live interaction when guys play together, and what's, you know, just the little cues you can take from watching one musician cue in another one, or where one guy leads the other guy's kind of track, and you come up with this sound. And depending on who's playing, it affects the sound you get. This is the great Kenny Loggins at Daryl's house. Now he's talking about how they're going to divide up This Is It, a song that they had played together live on stage years ago. And the fact is, you just talk through things just enough. Okay, and you just go from there. This is Daryl Hall, Kenny Loggins. The song is This Is It. And I'm going to give you a couple of seconds of this, how they started differently.
Whenever you hold the chord, the last chord.
I'll just hold that last one. Here we go.
Kenny wanted to vamp a little at the beginning. Kenny Loggins has a beautiful voice, man. Here we go. Now, we know this song, but the way they perform it here, again, seven musicians, two keyboard players, three guitar players, Kenny Loggins, and two percussionists. That might be eight, I don't know. But this is it. Okay, other musicians I've seen, if you're of age, you know who Roy Ayers is. Watching him at Blues Alley, a nice small venue, was really great. Saw Average White Band, but to my dismay, Hammond Stewart had passed at that time. So, again, the other thing about seeing all of these bands, seeing live music, if you're of a certain age, you know the original characters in these bands. So, not saying they can't be as good if someone moves on or someone passes on, but it's a different thing. It's a different thing. I saw the group War the same time I saw Average White Band at Carter Baron here in Washington, D.C. And wait, I gotta get to the chorus first. Here we go. See, they flip back. Kenny Loggins started, now it's Daryl Hall. Back to Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins, again, he's performed with everybody. And some of the best soundtracks and movies that we've heard. Footloose, Caddyshack, you know, it's Kenny Loggins, guys. Oh, and he has a song that I think fits every gathering of every kind for every family. It's called Celebrate Me Home. I forgot the album, but if you haven't heard it, you want to play something around the holidays, get Kenny Loggins' song, Celebrate Me Home. But this is these two guys in the studio at the session. We call them sessions, and they're having a great time. Okay, what I was saying, too, is that, yeah, sometimes I saw AWB and I saw War on the same concert bill. And War still had Lonnie Jordan and all their performers. Average White Band didn't have Hammond Stewart, who in my frame of mind reminded me of a Danish Marvin Gaye. His voice was just incredible. But they were still good. But it does take a little bit of, it's a little different thing when the musicians change in a band that you're going to see. I saw the Doobie Brothers without Michael McDonald. And sometimes you'll find out that if, like, without Michael McDonald, they didn't have license to do certain songs that Michael McDonald wrote that he did with the Doobie Brothers. So I'm going to see the Doobie Brothers, but I'm not hearing What a Fool Believes. Things of that nature. But it doesn't matter. it was still, it is still live music. And live music is good for the soul. Always is good for the soul. Always will be good for the soul. So, you know, think about some of the venues you go to. Think about some of the venues you will go to once things get back to where we can go out again. Think about the enjoyment of hearing really good musicians, and sometimes not even really good musicians, just play music. How much fun that is. How cool that is. How much you can get out of that, and how much you give to them and they give back to you. Music is in everybody's spirit. It's in everybody's soul. Talk to your friends about it. Talk to me about it. This is the Talk It Out podcast on a Sunday morning. I'm at Daryl's house, hanging out. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. Be safe this week, guys. Talk to you soon.
You start together, you end together.
I'll tell you, that song is a bear, man. Man, there's